But the sun had already started to set behind one of the Highland peaks, and the globe-shaped street lamps and white Christmas lights that adorned the street she was cycling along suddenly flicked on, making the thin layer of snow on the ground sparkle. Belle knew she probably shouldn't be riding her bike in this weather, but it had been a long day teaching the 10 overexcited kids in her Primary 2 class, and she just wanted to get home. She had a long evening ahead of her. She'd been trying to find temporary accommodation for Clyde and Isla McGavin, the parents of little Adam, one of her students. The whole family were about to be evicted from their home, and despite helping them for the last week, she'd found nothing, and time was running out. The street was empty of people, and Belle pedalled past the corner shop where Tavish Doherty was polishing the insides of the front windows with his usual military precision. She knew that signalled he'd be closing soon. The post office next door had shut hours before, but a smattering of people were sitting in Rowan's Cafe, which was further up the high street. Belle could see slivers of steam rising from customers' mugs and disappearing into the gold and red tinsel that had been strewn across the ceiling. She toyed with the idea of stopping at the workshop, the small hair and beauty salon situated at the far end of the quaint row of high street shops, so she could pass the time with her best friend, Kenzie Campbell. But as she approached, her legs refused to stop pedalling. Perhaps they were afraid that if they did, they wouldn't be able to restart. As Belle drew closer to the T-junction at the end of the high street, beside the old spruce tree laden with mounds of icy snow, her mind began to rehash the conversation she'd had a few hours earlier.
"Lassie, I'm so sorry to ask, but I need your help, and there's no one else who can do it."
Robina Sinclair, headmistress of Christmas Village's small primary school, had wrinkled her mouth as she'd cornered Belle in the playground at lunchtime.
"I desperately need someone to take on the school nativity. If I can't find a volunteer, we may have to cancel. I'm already teaching extra classes and don't have time. I've spoken to the other teachers, but they either live too far out of the village or they've got other things on. If it doesn't go ahead, the wee ones in your class will be devastated. You know the bairns in Primary 2 always get the big parts, and your lads and lasses love dressing up."
Robina's whole face had drooped, and her wrinkles had deepened into crevices. "What's happened to Benji Nevis?" Belle had asked. Benji taught the youngest children in the school and organised the nativity every year.
"Ach, he's been called away until the new year because his dad's recovering from a heart attack. His family farm won't run itself."
Robina had raised a bushy eyebrow, and Belle had nodded, even as her head had filled with the million things she already had in her to-do list. Could she really find the time to help? "Of course I'll take on organising the nativity. It's no problem," she'd promised. It wasn't like she had a social life to give up. Her boyfriend of 2 years had emigrated to Australia 5 months ago without a backward glance, so she was young, free and single again. If she had to stay at school for a few more hours over the next weeks, it would be worth it for the look on the children's faces. She could tell her dad all about it the next time he called. Perhaps this time he'd pay attention.
"I knew I could rely on you, lassie. I always can. There's no one in Christmas Village who's more reliable or as willing to help out."
The old headmistress had tapped Belle affectionately on the shoulder.
"Come to my office before you leave today, and I'll give you Benji's notes. You know he organises the props, the set and everything. His plans for this year were very ambitious."
She'd had a bounce in her step as she turned and trotted down the long corridor. Heavy snowflakes began to fall from the sky, melting on Belle's cheeks as she puffed out another breath.